Real Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Susie, Claire Schwab, and Evan Pearson. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Is that you?
Why am I hearing myself again?
Bellaset's
already recording me. Wow.
You're
so fast, Bella.
That was fast. That was fast. We just did a fantastic show on truthmeets.com with Dave Jane. Joel managed to make Dave's voice even louder.
I was just listening to the show on my computer, and then I joined the Discord forgetting to close the stream. So you heard yourselves back for a sec. But I don't mean to break in, but I haven't heard you mention it yet, and I have to bring you sad news, unfortunately, Rick and Faco and everyone else. And unfortunately, on this day, the 9th of November,
nice
I regret
music.
To bring you the sad news that Richard John Laws has passed away at age 90.
No.
Oh, 9/11
at
90? At 11 a.m.
did he
die?
Yes. Today, in Australia, 9/11, considering we called him about 11/9 or 9/11 as you call it.
A lot. Are you serious? Because you know Rollo's going to be destroyed by this.
I know. I think you should go and call him and check he's not going to jump off Stockton Bridge.
I actually will do that. I'll do that and I'll come back because I'm telling you, this is like.
You want to do it live on the air? Is there any way you can place a call to Rollo on the air and just do it all?
Yeah, I can. I can ring him, but you'll only hear my voice as far as I'm aware.
Joel could do it all.
I don't think we should because, honestly, this is going to destroy him emotionally for he's already posted this really emotional thing, which I got emotional watching the reunion of the New Zealand movie Once Were Warriors. I was sitting there watching and I was going, I got emotional just watching the reunion of these actors. And he said he got emotional, so he's going to be already in bad form. Joel, how did you hear that? Was that on the mainstream media, obviously?
It was just posted in...
fucking hell.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah, his boy's getting old.
Well, he's 90.
He's 90, yeah.
90? 90's crazy,
So he's died on the 9th of November.
9/11 at 9. So there has to be another 11 somewhere. Maybe it was at 11 a.m. or... what day is it today? Today's the 10th year, but it's the 11th there.
Far out,
11
man. Hey, Joel,
there. That must be 11 a.m. then.
That's
Talkback radio veteran John Laws has died at the age of 90. Sources in the radio industry who have confirmed the death said there would be an official statement from the family on Sunday night. Known as the Golden Consul, Laws was one of Australia's most recognisable voices in talkback radio. He started his career at Bendigo's 3BO in 1953. Yep. Laws capped off a 13-year stint at Radio Network 2SM in 2024, ending a career spanning 71.
Whoa.
Awesome. That's awesome. Obviously, they wrote that a long time ago.
That's a big story. You know what they do, Ab? When you're an apprentice.
They didn't draft and they just push publish.
Yeah. When you're an apprentice.
They do, actually.
They do. When you're an apprentice as a journalist, you do obituaries for people who haven't died yet because you've got nothing else better to do.
So do a retrospective. You should do your obituary. We should all do our own. Like, if you want us to read something on the air, give us a copy up front.
Why not? Yeah, why not?
Rick, go give Rollo a call and see if he wants to come on here. We might play some clips and stuff.
Okay. I'll sign off and I'll come back.
All right. Joel and I will talk about SFPs. Getting back to SPFs.
SFP you plus. Said, so SFP plus.
SFP plus. I don't know why I transpose the letters all the time. I think I'm dyslexic a little bit. A little dyslexic.
SPF is the sunscreen.
Yeah. I don't wear that. SFP plus. Now, mine gets super hot. Is that a problem? Or is that fine? that it's hot.
It's not a problem. They're expected to be hot. They don't know how to step down the power.
So how is their power going through glass fiber? I don't get that.
But no, it shouldn't be hot if it's a fiber one.
Yeah, I've got fiber.
Only copper ones should be hot. No.
No, it's very hot.
Fiber SFPs should be cool. If it's hot, there's a problem.
I know. Well, it's definitely hot. And it says it will be hot. There's something on it that says chaud or hot in French. So I'm confused.
It could be because yours is fiber directly from the street and not internal, maybe. Maybe the specification is different, the one they've installed. See, SFPs come in two families. You've got like low power ones that is designed for internal networking, and then you've got like high power ones at a different frequency that are designed to operate, you know, several kilometers across college campuses, things like that.
Yeah. I just want to know, how does heat go through?
It's possible that what comes in from the street is at a college campus level of power instead of what you'd implement just for your local network.
Okay, but can I get another one that doesn't get hot?
I don't think so. Whatever they sent you would have been the best spec, but let's hear from Rick and Rollo.
We're all here, and Rollo's here.
Oh, Rolls-Royce Radio. Well, I won't say anything. You tell.
Okay. He understands what's happening.
My camera ahead.
Let's not say a word. Let's not say a word while we brought him in.
We're all here to support you, Rollo. No Stockton Bridge tonight,
We're here for you.
He's got the mute signal on his... There we go. Boom.
Rollo. 2-2-1-2. G'day, guys. 2-2-1-2.
Hey, Rick. Rollo. What are you doing here, Rollo? Sunday.
I just got the devastating
news, the great John Laws just passed away at 90. So, you blockheaded bastard, you absolute wanker that he called me. We all have to do it. You're an idiot.
That's a term of endearment.
You're an idiot.
You blockheaded bastard.
Oh no, after the break, Rick and Rollo.
We're here. It's all.
It's so funny that he says Rick and Rollo.
I know. That's because you do it.
I know.
You were the funny one. You started the fun.
Score from Manitoba.
Fake Egg from Sweden.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio.
No, you're a degenerate drunk. You're still a funny guy.
Top of hour 5 on November 9th, 2025.
No problem,
buddy. You are broadcasting live from the North Shores of Lake Ontario.
Oh, I got nothing but
the temperature in Toronto at this hour is 1 Celsius or 34 Fahrenheit.
I have nothing but affection for my Australian fellow travelers.
1984 or 900-400-1984 and join the fun.
We don't have that.
Can everyone here please say your name and where you are from to introduce yourself to the live audience? Here.
It's just a big audio mess, but I like it that way. It's a mess.
And I like it. We played that the other night. It's a big mess. I love rock and roll, but I like it.
Yeah, Rick and Rollo, we're talking about John Laws passing. Oh my God.
Richard John Laws. Oh my God.
End of an era. Oh my God.
Yep. Thanks.
I can't believe it.
Thanks, Joel.
I can't believe it would happen tonight on the 11th of the 9th.
Yeah, 9/11. He died on 9/11. Fake up. He died on 9/11. Wow. What a day to die.
What a day to die. Fucking hell. I'm baffled.
It was 9/11 that got me, and because Simon Shack, it was the Simon Shack interview that Fako did on 9/11, that's what got me sort of, reinvigorated. We're talking on audios. No, it was because Fakeologist started his thing, and I went, this talkback style is what... Maybe I should have done it all my life. You know, I loved it when I was a 16-year-old in a Two Bob FM. But John Lawless took it to the extreme. He, you know, when it came to talk back, he was one of the best.
No, in Australia, there is him and there is the people underneath him. His influential, the influences, the people he influenced. Is.
Oh, he was, but he wasn't that political. He could talk to everyone.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like you were talking to someone shallow. It's like once you started talking, he would hone in what you were talking about. Yep. And then, if you're being a dickhead,
cut you off very rudely and then talk over the top of you.
I've been cut off so many times. Yeah. You know, and I'm still talking, thinking I'm talking to him. And he's there fucking, taking the piss out of me.
We got rid of that idiot. Nick was sitting there at home going, John, I'm here. John. And he goes, John.
He had every radio trick in the book. If he could play to sway it to his advantage.
Joel will play a couple of momentous.
And the best part is the guy had a scandal too. Everyone needs a scandal to get popular. That was good.
Oh, yeah, the cash for comment. And I called him on it. He did not take that well. That's why
wasn't much of a scandal though. But we all need a scandal to blow up in the media though.
That was huge. That was huge. Really?
It was huge. It was on the ABC.
Him and Alan Jones. Yeah. It was Richard Ackland. Richard Ackland that brought it to light on Media Watch on the ABC, which I fucking hate. Anyway, and so Lawsy, and he said, I never
How are you
cash.
Taking it though? How are you taking it though? Are you taking the death okay?
I feel honored that every time I got to talk to him, I mean, we all have to die. It's something none of us can escape.
Yeah. You're an idiot.
Exactly. So he was, you're an idiot. That's probably him calling me an idiot. Yeah.
Right now. He'd be floating around up there.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Joel's got some of the grabs that we can, some of the interviews that you did, and I think he'll probably play.
Oh, let's do it here on Fakeologist. He only died. 2 days ago, 9/11.
Was it 11/9 or 9/11? So it was November.
Oh, you guys 9. Do it in Australia. We do it the different way. So it's 11.
Yeah, so it's November 9th. Wait, today is November. Yeah. What day is it today? Today's the 9th here right now.
It's the 9th.
Oh shit! That was just yesterday. He died the
morning of the 9th for you, Ab. It's the night of the 9th for us.
Yeah, he died today, Rollo. He died this morning. Yeah.
Wow. So we already know about it. There you go. So what do you got for us, Bella? You got some old Rollo and Lawsy going at it?
I can't ask.
Yeah. A classic call. What about the moon landing one?
The one with you with Joel is a classic.
We'll save that till the end.
Might be a better call.
I recorded them in like the highest quality my calls. I had so many mobile calls because I was in the ones that, one of the better ones. Was when I'm in the car and I was driving and I didn't expect to get on. I can't even remember now. I've had so many, vodka limosodas today. mate. That's all right.
Rollo, that was a great show last night. That was a really good show. Really good show.
Oh, the studio 54 or whatever it is.
Yeah, you've had too many Amalgaloos tonight.
That was what I was trying to tell Christy.
Yeah.
Is the carrot juice with vodka, with a bit of Gerson therapy.
Yeah, it's an Amalgaloo. I just had a couple of Amalgaloos. Thanks, John.
Amalgaloos.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Right, I was driving this afternoon back home. I dropped my son back in the Port Macquarie. And I was driving on listening to the show, and I was laughing my fucking head off listening to that conversation about the carrot juice and the it was funny. It was a good show.
I just watched the reunion Once Warriors, and it's so sweet.
I was emotional watching that. That is such an amazing. Really amazing.
How they all get on years later, you know, I'll say it properly. Lee Tamahori.
Lee Tamahori. You know, and they hug, the hugging and the hongies. The hongies when
it's going to disgrace our, you know, but the book was so good. It was so powerful. And the actors, they picked them directly and everything worked.
That was incredible. That was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
That movie was lightning in a bottle. And that's why they didn't need to do what became of the Broken Hearted. Cause I went and watched that, didn't I? It wasn't needed. Yeah. It wasn't needed. It was one. It's not a, what do you call it? A movie thing where you can it's just a one story that's told perfectly and, and brilliantly. And it's what did you say? Brutal. It's a brutal fucking film.
See all those actors together and giving them, they're all giving hongies, you know, hongie is when you rub noses. Yeah. Where you put your nose together.
That means you really like each other.
The nose thing is a Maori way of greeting and the men do it to men. They come up and they rub noses. You're putting your forehead.
It's like a hand. A handshake in Australia.
We call that an Eskimo kiss here. Yeah, the Eskimos here did that.
Same thing, Ab. Same thing. It's one of those exact same cultural.
Are we allowed to call them Eskimos now? Because the
How did the Eskimos cut square blocks of ice to make an igloo? To me, that is completely impossible. How do you do that?
They had an ice cube machine in their refrigerator.
Okay. A really big one, and you take it out and put it. And how do you make square blocks into a round circle? It's impossible. If there's one takeaway of the show, that Rick, the greatest conspiracy theorist on the planet, has said that there's no way igloos exist. There you go.
They were Eskimo Masons, Rick. Eskimo Masons.
I have Rollo's, the earliest call I have is 2012.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's Rollo calling Lawsy about being a militant vegan.
Okay. All
right. Oh, nice. I don't know. I haven't heard this one.
Tell me what's on your mind. Rollo, are you there?
G'day, Rollo. John.
Yep, good day.
Yeah, mate. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I'm up here at Nine Ways Broadmeadow. There's a billboard.
Yeah.
And it says, Mary had a little lamb.
Yeah.
With fries and a Coke.
Yeah.
That's what the billboard says. From a McDonald's lamb burger.
Yeah.
Now, that to me is utterly offensive. Taking a kiddie's nursery rhyme, right? And then switching it about and putting fries and a Coke in it to sell dead or silenced lamb back to the children.
Look, come on, Rollo, you're being a bit sensitive, aren't you?
If me and you were down the pub and I had a beer with you and I said that to you, it's a lie. There's no kids around.
Unlikely.
Right? But to put it on a billboard, it's an outrage.
Oh, God, Rollo, hardly an outrage. What does it say? Mary had a little lamb
with fries and a Coke.
Okay, well,
that is ugly, obscene.
Oh, come on. If the kid sees it and says, Mummy, what does that mean? Mummy can tell the kid.
Well, Mummy shouldn't have to because it shouldn't be there in the first place.
You just say, it's funny, darling. Mary had a little lamb.
And a Coke.
Yeah.
That's not obscene.
No.
That's just funny, is it?
Well, I don't. I certainly wouldn't call it obscene. No, I think you're drawing a long bow if you think that's an obscene. I think so.
But maybe you've got a deal with McDonald's or something, do you?
No. Oh, God, you people give me a pain in the ass sometimes.
What do you mean, you people? What do you mean by that?
People like you.
What about me?
Well, I mean saying, what have you got to deal with McDonald's?
Well, you are a Ad man?
Yes, I am.
Yeah? So you don't have a deal with McDonald's?
I certainly do not.
Well, how about you get McDonald's on the line to explain themselves? Because whoever passed that billboard needs to kick up the bum.
Oh, Rollo, go somewhere and get...
Oh, you're going to tell me to go?
I'm going to tell you to go get a life, if that's all you've got to worry about.
Well, what about you then? Let's talk about you. Your opening monologue.
That's what you. That's, couple of mornings. That's what you wanted. That's what you wanted to do anyway.
Your opening monologue, a couple of mornings, 5 minutes. You've gone on, and then at the end of it, you say, "I don't care." What are you talking about it then? If you don't care about it,
I didn't say I don't care.
You do.
I didn't. Excuse me. Are you saying that this morning I said I don't care?
Not this morning. Well, the last couple of last week. Ranted on for about 5 minutes.
Oh dear.
And well, then said I don't care. And then I go, well, what are you talking about it for?
Well, I probably said I didn't care about the issue.
Yeah, but what are you talking about the issue for?
Because
why don't you open the papers or find something you do care about and talk about?
Oh, I care about everything, but if it's a specific issue and I don't care about it, I'm very happy to say I don't care about it. But if it's an issue, shut up. If it's an issue that's being discussed, of course I'll discuss it. Because if I don't, somebody like you will.
Well, look, mate, I love your show. Keep doing what you do.
Yeah, well, I love it too. Unfortunately, there are people like you who listen to it.
Hey, I'll keep listening.
Well, that's entirely up to you. I don't mind one way or another.
But talk to Macca's for me, please.
What for?
That's fine. Well, get calls.
I mean, if they...
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the callers will ring in and say, look, no, that's perfectly funny.
I don't know about it being funny, but it's a play on it.
It's bad taste in the... It's an amazing disgrace, that's what I would call it.
Oh, dear, I don't know where we can find you one, but if anybody's got a spare life, could you mail it in and I can give it to Roller?
All right, thanks, mate.
That's a pleasure.
Thank you, bye.
Not quite a pleasure, but okay.
Wow, he loves you.
I need to cut him off. Then he would have been on the phone saying, and you cut people off. So Rollo had his little rave about Mary having a little lamb. Christian, are you there?
Rest in peace.
Pretty good, Christian.
You're in good shape there, Rollo. You really had it going there.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun talking to the guy. I mean,
when you're on your game and not drunk, you can really keep up. He can't really roll over you there.
I was a bit of a militant vegan. Not militant, but I don't know why I thought Mary had a little lamb.
I don't know if it was all that militant. There was a lot of giggling going on in the background. Like you were putting him on the spot for a laugh.
That was
thank
fun.
You. Velo, thank you for recording. I've lost all my Lawsy stuff. I've lost. So you kept it. So no, I don't know where the hell it is.
You had it all saved on your computer.
The DVD somewhere. I've moved since I've moved house. I don't know where the hell anything is anymore.
It's got to be in there somewhere. Because you had.
Hopefully, you're not using it as a coaster for all your drinks.
I keep all my DVDs in. They're all safe in a. Like someone will get them one day. I've got, like Rick said the other day, keep all your old movies on DVD because you can't trust streaming because they screw with it and,
Simpsons, Seinfeld and South Park, three S's, guaranteed they're going to be censoring those shows in the future. So
Seinfeld?
People are watching.
Yeah.
Yep, guaranteed.
Oh, Seinfeld. We were talking about Seinfeld on Rick and Rollo 54. It was so much fun talking about Seinfeld. Newman, and it was a great show. It was a show that I absolutely loved. Larry David and him.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, yep. And Jerry Seinfeld. But you think it was, he's joined us. Hello. What's on your mind? Sound like John Lawrence, don't I?
What's on your mind, Michael?
What's on your mind, Australia?
Yes. Canada.
Yeah.
Hey, Rollo, this is fantastic. This is a big...
I'm just going to say, Rollo, I've got a special treat for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go to Rollo's new balcony on Truth Meets. There's a new... There's a new post there for you. Go have a look at that and tell us what you think.
Okay, mate.
Hey, did you see
Rick, don't give it away just yet. This is what we're heading towards.
Fucking hell.
There's one with John Laws now. So let's Rollo go take a look. You can take a look too.
Actually, I will.
Rollo's new balcony in Truth Meets.
All right, let's have a little look at this. Where are we here? Here we go.
I can't wait. I'm at the right now.
Oh, you've done it.
Oh, my God. That is beautiful. Oh,
thanks to Verilicious for that one.
That's fantastic. Verilicious. Oh,
you're gonna make me cry.
I knew that was gonna happen. I said that
was
gonna
happen. Can you put in show related notes on my server so I can see it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
That is
God.
Did you do something on the AI?
It's John and Rollo hugging each other in a.
Oh my God, that is so sweet. That is.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh my God, you're going to make me cry. Oh.
Did you see the other ones that she posted?
There you go, it's there now, Ab.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she made some great stuff of all of us. I liked where all the girls came in and hung out with us, but I didn't like Dave J's one of all the twink guys coming in to hang out with us.
I didn't like that one either for some reason, but I said it's obviously to do with your special sauce on the burgers that all of those Twinkies turned up. And why not? But
who do we credit for the John Laws and me hugging? Is that Verilicious?
That's Verilicious.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Big beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. Verilicious. Oh my God.
And that is so great, Rollo. Oh. That is really
cool. Oh. I was looking at the wrong
brand. You just give out too many hugs. I saw you hugging Donald Trump earlier too, which is...
Yeah, the Donald Trump hug was great.
I loved it. That was my photo. I took me and Rollo were walking to this protest march with COVID, and he had this the full Joker mask on his face. Sorry, he had the full Joker makeup on, and he had his purple suit
Christy,
on. Christy
did all the makeup on him.
Yeah, and she did a great job. She did a great job. But so I kneeled down and shot it from up on the ground upwards with him with his arms extended. And that was honestly, that became
the work for Radio Rollo.
Yeah.
with the trams and Rosie and everything. And that had that weird sync with that British musician who had the artwork like that too.
Funny that. But yeah, that was amazing. But this is a momentous day, Rollo and Jolo and Rico.
I'm glad you're in good spirits, Rollo. You're not too down by this. We'll all celebrate like this when you die.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, the Irish always have a party.
I meant that to be like Irish a punchline, but chish.
That's okay. I got you, John.
You're the only one.
We'll have a Rollo wake.
Vodka, and carrot juices all around for everyone. That's my way.
I'm sure Rollo would want us to do that, wouldn't you, Rollo?
We're doing the Gerson method with vodka.
Yeah, the Rollo. I forget the name of the drink. What was it called? What was the name of the vodka and carrot juice? You guys came up with a name. I'll have to listen back to it.
I think Jolo did last night. Or I might have, but I can't remember.
Hug is awesome.
Oh, El Melgaloo.
Yeah, El Melgaloo. The Turkish vodka infused carrot juice through a Gerson grinder.
Yeah.
That Rollo drinks, be told, guaranteed 100%. Anti cancer, be told.
Thank you. Thank you for that hug. Now how do I send this to my friend? Look at me as
I don't think you can because I try to share
download it off Discord and then share it from your phone.
Do a screen cap. That's better. I find the screen cap.
What do you want that regeneration for? Bad idea.
Well, sometimes
video files can easily be downloaded.
I know, but sometimes the file is too big. I just found the screen caps avoid file types and all that file.
it's so ridiculous that John Laws seems hesitant. He's like taking a photo with you out of politeness, and then you AI it into like he's hugging you and patting you on the back. It's like, it's so disingenuous. There's a weird, creepy overtone to this whole thing. We're heading into it at the moment with AI. I gotta wonder.
Uncanny Valley, it's called. Hey, look, I downloaded it perfectly. It's in 4K. Yeah. So,
oh wow, yeah,
it's in your camera roll as if it happened itself.
Roll, like it's amazing.
Oh, thank you. That is amazing, though.
Do you want to hear another clip? This is the second oldest. What's the way you say that?
The next
one in chronological order. It's Rollo's 43rd birthday.
Okay. Rollo, good morning. Rollo.
Yeah, hello. John, can you hear me?
I hear you very clearly, Rollo.
Hey, I'm 43 years old today, and I'm so thrilled.
Good. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah. I heard that interview with Glenn Frey the other morning.
Yeah.
And I found it thrilling. And if he does actually make that album, and what was the song?
Somewhere Along the Way.
Yeah. A fantastic tune. Yeah, I'm going to actually buy it.
Because, okay, good. Yeah. Okay.
I know you're an ad man. We spoke a couple of weeks ago.
Sorry, you know I'm a what man?
An ad man.
What does that mean?
I mean, you do ads.
Of course I do. I'm on commercial radio.
Very good. The Oxover thing, I heard an ad for it.
The what?
Oxover. It's a thing where people who drink too much...
Yeah.
They don't...
Playing with danger.
...in October.
Okay. Oh, that's right, the October thing.
Yeah, you did an ad for it, Scotton, but that's okay.
Yeah, no.
You're already drunk when you did the copy.
No, I certainly wasn't drunk. Are you endeavouring to be unpleasant, Rob?
Well, of course.
That's so funny.
You remind me so much of my father, so I'm ringing up for an argument.
You're ringing up for...
I thought you were very nice to Bob before.
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, normally, in the day, your arrogant days... And you know when you were super arrogant, you would pull the shotgun out and go.
Yeah, that's what.
Hang up on them that way.
That's right. When you call, people say to me, "Why didn't you get the shotgun out and blow his stupid bloody head off?"
That's it.
Oh,
you don't do that anymore because you've mellowed.
Oh no, I do it, but I just
still do it. Do you?
Sure, I do, but I'm not going to do it for you because I don't want to satisfy your needs. Obviously, you're some kind of masochist. You want your head blown off, or maybe you want more than your head. Blown off.
Well, look. Oh. Is this the right room for an argument? I mean, I'll argue with you.
That's creepy.
I don't want an argument. I'm sitting here having a lovely time.
The real reason I wanted to talk to you,
yeah.
that the producer said I'm not allowed to talk about it, is that being recorded secretly is an outrage. I don't like it. I find it, you can't speak your mind anymore.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be recorded secretly. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
don't?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
But
it happens. I mean, in this world, you're being recorded now, but you're aware of that.
Of course, I am.
Yeah,
recorded is an outrage, and people should they shouldn't be doing that. It's just and then trying to make something of it.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not getting an argument if you want one. I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Can I read your palm?
No.
All right then.
What?
I'll read you a poem.
Why do you want to read me a poem?
When you left, am I allowed to say TUE? On
you can say whatever you like.
All right. When you left TUE, I sent you a poem and you laughed your proverbial.
Okay. Well, done once, sometimes these things don't deserve an encore.
Yeah, but you read it. I wanted to read it to you, but they wouldn't let me.
No. Well, I would have read it much better than you. I mean, I'm a professional reader.
Man.
What?
How old are you, John?
Mind your own damn business.
You're the best. You seriously are.
Yeah, well, you're quite right there. And I'm very happy to play a Nat King Cole song for you.
I used to walk with you.
There we go.
Listen to this.
Along the
the poem. The poem was this. You want to hear the poem?
The pub. Going to the pub.
The poem was this. Roses are red. Vase of Blue, Vase of Blue. Shit me to tears. I'm going down the pub.
That should be the Australian national poem.
Seriously, when he read that on air,
he laughed.
He chuckled like almost 10 seconds, and he goes, "Here we go." It was to win, like, you know, $200 or something, you know, poem for Lawsy.
It was hilarious, and he thought it was funny. He thought it was funny at the time.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It still is funny. Every other poem was all syrupy, covered in honey, and
G'day, John. How are you?
Yeah. How many years did you call Lawsy? How many years? How long is your call-in relationship?
When I first
it's at least 12 years. At least.
Yeah.
More than that. Mm.
Yeah, but
that's pretty good.
Have you got any Norman calls there? Because Norman.
No, I don't. I only keep your ones. I'm not going to keep Norman ones.
My.
Rollo, will you go to a funeral? Would you go to his funeral if there was a public one or even private?
Yeah. Just look it up. No. If there's a memorial, I reckon he would. And they probably will do something big for him.
You should go and video it. You should go.
I'm too old for that now, Ab. You heard me when I was meeting Norman. I was sincere at the time. I thought I was sincere about the McDonald's Mary Had a Little Lamb with fries and a Coke. I kind of agree with you.
It is kind of in bad taste. I'm not a vegan, but I kind of am with you on that. But
there you go.
I wouldn't do anything about it.
You don't have to be a vegan. You could be just a vegetarian, and that would be offensive. Eating the baby lamb. And I'm telling you now, there'd be a there with the way that he did that. You know, there's a whole lamb thing.
I don't think it's an outrage, but I think it's a talking point.
Rick and Rollo.
Hi, I'm Sarah from Wellington in New Zealand, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Hi, it's Streamer Bitbull. The date is November 9, 2025 here on the North Shore of Lake Ontario in Toronto. Don't forget to read the fakeologist.blog and check out our video platform, fakeologist.com.
So we can still be heard now under
the fakeologist.com. Now back to our show.
You can talk over us.
Tell us who's here in the audio chat right now.
No, it's normally when we do Truth Meets, we can talk under the ads. Under the bumpers.
Nothing gets recorded.
This is Fakeologist Meets, though.
Yeah, we're on.
From the North Shore of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada. We're here with the Fakeologist on Fakeologist.com.
And it's snowing.
I'm driving in a snowstorm. It's a light snowstorm, light snow.
Wow, that's a
don't hit the black ice. Don't hit the black ice and die on us. Not an air.
I will try not to. I'm trying to keep it. Yeah, really.
I'm joking.
There's lots of wet road ice. It's right. It's -1. That's the worst temperature for it to be in, unfortunately.
Whoa.
Because it's wet.
We don't understand this. We do not understand this negative business in Australia. We do not understand.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Apparently in Goulburn, though, it gets negative. Apparently, so in Victoria, there's parts of Victoria. Has Frank been on doing show? I haven't heard Frank's voice for some time. He'll be devastated that John Laws has passed away. Rollo,
really?
No, he won't. But
you and Frank were talking. What were you and Frank talking in the cute animals section of Rick and Rollo?
I completely fucked up and I shared this thing about, Ab, you'll be interested in this. In Australia, they have since, so if you want to check up your old records of your weather, they have been removed off all line. You cannot look at old records of weather temperatures, unless you pay $4,000 to be a meter.
Wow.
So, yeah. So if you want to look up old weather statistics, you've got to pay $4,000. They've actually deleted them offline in Australia. I shared that to Frank, and he of course was not surprised, because this is Australia. And Australia and Canada, when I have to say this, I think we are leading the world into dystopia. Australia and Canada, the most easygoing.
I think the UK is worse. From what I understand, the UK is worse than anywhere else.
You could be right.
These people are crazy. Do you really think they're going indoors and threatening people for social media posts?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe it, but that's crazy. Well, that's crazy town right there.
Okay, but can you remember how they actually used that thing during the COVID scam? They were going around and arresting people online and sharing it on Facebook and et cetera, of people that were saying, I'm going to a march protest about the vaccines. And next thing you know, they were getting knocks on the doors, and there was people, you know, the government standing there. And
if any government hates their people, it's the UK. I mean, just yeah. I also remember when they, at the early times of Fake Ultras, they were talking about this TV tax. I'd never heard of it before, but obviously it's real. And then they actually come to your door and say you have a TV, you have to pay. Yeah. But then you learn that there was a window tax. So. That's something they do over there. That wouldn't fly over here, I don't think. But maybe it would.
look, honestly, they did it in England for many years, and so you'd see windows boarded up in old houses.
Yeah.
And people say, why is the windows bricked up? They said, oh, that was from the window tax that was bought in 300 years ago. Or whatever.
But that just shows you, they put up with so much in the UK, and anything that happens there, I guess I believe it, and they try and spread it to their colonies, which is
100% us, you, and New Zealand, the three biggest colonies, or in America as well. But I don't think they're going to try that over there somehow. They're not going to try the window tax in America. They'll get away with it here, though.
They hate their colonists too. Yeah,
they do not like the colonists. The colonists are
they don't like their useless eaters. That's right.
They're useless.
They don't like them.
No, not
as long as you realize the government doesn't work for you, it works for the elite. Then everything makes sense.
So at the beginning of the show, it was actually really good. Because I was talking to Derek, and we were talking about the government shutdown. And I said.
Right.
Has it affected you? And he said, no. And I said, because they just want you to think that the government is part of your life necessities, that you need them to be.
It's screwing up the airline business now. And my daughter's all panicky because she's going to DC next week, and she's an art history major. So she's upset that all the museums except the Holocaust Museum are closed. I kid you not.
A real strange coincidence.
Isn't that interesting? You cannot close that place ever. Ever. They keep it open no matter what. Because you've got to know that one. And that's where I agree with Rizzoli. They use that as a wedge every day of the week.
Where's the golden skid mark when we need him? Is that what we're looking at him?
He'd be 100. He'd be 100% correct when he bought.
The question is,
who is driving the wedge? And I contend, I agree with Adam Curry. It's the
I heard he was Jewish. North Sea next I heard he was British, Jewish. Is that correct? British, seriously, I'm not joking.
They're driving this wedge. They're the ones that use the Jews as a wedge issue.
Yep,
they're doing it. So if you just give them credit, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I agree. But honestly, every time I switch on any podcast, they're going about America shutting down the government and the planes, they're not going to be flying planes over this and that, and everything's going to go doomed. But as Derek said, he's got no evidence of any effect going on at all right now where he lives. So I thought all I'm doing is just trying to scare you to think that you need your government, you need these people, you know, power to look after you. It's all this Big Brother thing that Orwell brought up in the 40s. Totally fine.
So we were talking to Casimir. We have another young German guy here.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And, you know, he doesn't like the Jews either because he thinks they're the ones nailing it. But really, you know, I think it's the British. They hate the Germans.
Yes.
They use the Jews as a wedge to screw their brothers.
No, I really. I agree. I totally agree. And they used the same techniques on their British back in the day. Sorry, hiccuping.
Nobody hates you more than your brother. No one has more. And I think we all have brother issues here. All of us. Yeah, I have brother issues.
Possibly, actually.
I know Rollo does. Rollo's spoken about it.
I've only heard of mother issues, not brother issues. But
no, you know, brother. We all have brothers that we don't get on with necessarily.
Yep.
I do it.
Do you want to hear the next clip?
Yes, oh, please.
I love it.
Jolo.
Got to send this into the John Laws Foundation.
The Australian, ACRA Awards, the Australian Communications and Radio Awards.
Who the hell else is doing a tribute to John Laws right now? Nobody.
Already. No, not this quickly, if that's for certain.
Yeah. No, this is
we're the first
radio
in the world to do a radio show making tribute to John Laws.
Tribute.
Just so you know, Ab, as well, I am sending this to Truth Meets too, so I'll do this as a simulcast. If you don't mind, I'll also publish my own audio of this recording.
Okay, How can I mind?
I'm here on your show, but I also thought I'd backfeed it back into Truth Meets so I have a copy of this as well.
Of course you would. I expected it to be science. Okay.
No, I don't do it with other things.
Awesome. Thanks, Joel.
You know what you should do, Joel? What you should do is simulcast it to YouTube right now because that's where unfortunately, that's where the world is. You gotta link a YouTube channel.
Yeah, but there's no video. If you haven't got video, there's not much.
No,
point.
You don't need it.
Mm.
No, you don't. No, there is a point because people are all on YouTube. I spend half my day on YouTube now on the financial channels, podcasts, video, whatever it is. I don't watch the guys because they're usually old guys. But I just listen to them. I just put them on in the background. I don't want to see them.
Yeah, but can you?
They're all ugly.
But you're ignoring the video and listening to the audio. Can you just stream audio into YouTube?
Right.
I don't think so. I think you need to have a video, right? It could just be a blank page, but you have to like feed video in, correct?
Well, of course, I use Restream for
right.
that.
Right, so I'd have to have some like just a logo or some kind of image. In the video.
Whatever it is, yes.
It seems like a waste of bandwidth, though, to stream a video of nothing.
Don't worry about it. Listen, my point is you go where the listeners are. So if you simulcast this now on YouTube with John Laws' title, I guarantee that somebody would find
you're probably
it.
Right.
When
you're
I
probably
put
right.
Charlie Kirk, no, when I put not, Charlie Kirk, listen, I know we love our own platform, but nobody
he's
can
finished.
Find us. It doesn't matter. Yeah. That we know what we're doing. You got to go where the people go. When I put Charlie Kirk in the title, because I stream to Twitter or X,
Boom.
I had 200 people listening. Now, no, I normally only have about 30 or 40, but I had 200 people, and I guarantee they typed in Charlie Kirk and found the stream as it was going. Okay? So if you put John Laws in the title, maybe people are looking for anything right now because he's hot now. He'll be on fire for 24 hours and then it'll be over. You only have a small window, and you might pick up two listeners, long time listeners from it. That's the point, really.
And why not? Fantastic. Hey,
I'll take your advice on
the fact that Joel. Yeah, Joel.
You can go to Restream, get a free. Joel and I like doing tech talk. Go to Restream. You can get a free account. You can
I don't need
Restream.
I can host my own Nginx Restreamer. That's no issue.
Whatever you have to do, because you got to connect your Restream account and authorize Twitter. But Twitter, you have to pay for that, unfortunately. But YouTube is free, obviously. Mm-hmm. And YouTube.
Truthmates hooked up around the clock to these platforms, you think?
You should. That's what IPS used to do.
Yeah,
IPS always used to do that.
There'd be a lot of listeners already on the Fakeologist site. We've got Cold Card Ken.
A lot of people come into the room already just because they see something's going on.
Why not? Well, because the stars of Fakeologist. This is a big deal.
The stars have come out.
Ab, the stars have come out, but Ab, you.
No, it's fine.
Thanks to you, especially the Aussies, all linked
crazy
up
that.
After it. Yeah, that's true, and it's happened, and we're doing some great stuff, you know, on different platforms.
Oh, yeah. But John LeBond, or JohnLeBond.com, he got two guys to marry each other. So that's a thing, too.
That's a kind of weird thing to have as a bragging point.
I know. But, he was sort of the officiant. He was the officiant of the wedding.
That's even more scary, but...
He should have been at the wedding. He should have been at your wedding, Joel. You should have had him as the officiant. That would have been funny. He could have flown over. I was distracted.
You said he had two guys marry each other. I thought, is he now officiating gay weddings? What are you talking about?
No. I mean, he should have officiated your wedding because he brought you two together. For better or for worse.
We got together because we were like-minded and thought we'd be good together, not because of John LeBond. My wedding. But.
That would have been funny.
Eating all the food, guaranteed.
The next clip is from March 2018. The famous grab I always play is "You blockheaded bastard," and this is the call where that one came from.
This is good, and this is awesome. A high class show. Great show.
All right, tell me what's on your mind. 1-300-564-652. Rollo, are you there?
Yes. G'day, John.
G'day,
how are you, mate?
I'm all right, thank you.
Ah, nice to talk to you. Yeah, Stephen Hawking. It's just funny that you should bring that up. That's exactly what I would like to talk to you about. Have you actually read the A Brief History of Time?
No.
You haven't?
I have not, no. I started to read it. Too deep for me. I'm not that
you're
clever.
You ran out of time.
Me neither, actually. I actually read it from cover to cover, actually, and there were only three pages I could actually understand, but...
that's the point.
Into sort of allegory, but look, what am I reading here? It was a uh-oh. Human interest. Like he was. Did you ever meet him?
No.
You never met him either.
No.
It was
Rollo's waffling.
There's a few people I know that...
It's going to pounce on you.
One person in particular, Tom Dalpra, from Fakeologist.com.
Oh, yeah. Tom Dalpra.
Who actually met him. He didn't have a lot to say to him, but he lives in Cambridge. What did he write? Let me just go... He wrote...
Rollo's reading the blog.
Very nice.
Tommy Dalpra.
Rollo, why didn't you mark all this out before you picked up the phone?
Because I'm not...
Yeah, you're lucky he didn't dump the call.
Like, I mean, you've got tons of handmaidens and producers and that. Who am I?
I haven't got tons of handmaidens and producers. I don't know what you're talking about.
He used to say that.
Like, you do UE days and you do GB days.
You were
the man, and you have tons of people to produce the stuff. You've just got the golden tonsils. That's all you've got.
I see. No brains, nothing.
No, well, you don't, because all you do the first thing in the morning, is you read a whole bunch of stuff that's written for you.
How do you know that's written for me?
Because I know that especially when you tried to talk sport, you know nothing about it.
Oh, that's right. I know a bit about some sport, tennis, cricket. I love those, but I can get a bit lost in...
Ray Hadley or whoever.
I get a bit lost with some sports, but yeah. I know a lot about cricket, and I know a lot of about motor racing.
I know your game for years. It was like, look, I've liked your game. I always loved it when you went hello, and you stopped doing that after Liz Jackson exposed you for
what
you used to do is like ring people like and then they pretend that they were calling you.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. Liz Jackson exposed you.
I don't... Listen to me, you. You blockheaded bastard. I said it's a lie, and I'm telling you it's a lie, and I don't care what Liz Jackson said or what you say or what anybody else said. That is a lie.
Well, look,
you pisswink bastard. Yeah, don't you ring me and tell lies about me. I'll tell you what, I'll break your...
And then John Howard pretend.
I beg your pardon?
He was about to say, break your fucking neck.
What are you doing? I wish you'd go away. You're a pain in the ass. And apart from that, you think you're smart.
I mean, look, I still like your radio style.
I don't care. Do you think I care whether a bloke like you likes my radio style? With a ridiculous name like Rollo, you can piss off.
Oh, I love it. That's where you can piss off.
Yes, Rollo, if you're listening, it's agreed around here amongst handmaidens, foot soldiers, and the massive staff that you believe I have, that you're a jerk of the First Water.
Oh.
And they also agree to them as though you might be a frustrated broadcaster, that the voice is perhaps not as real as it might be, and maybe you would like to have your own radio program. Now, that's not my opinion. I haven't
Rick
thought that
and
much about
show,
it. They
John,
have, and that's
Rick
their considered opinion. Irrespective of what their considered opinion is, and of course I respect it immensely, I still think you're a jerk of the First Water. You're the kind of bloke I would really love to see face to face. I would love to see how you would confront the issue if you stood right in front of me. It'd be interesting to see
because it's like Rollo,
if that's your real name. It's like sending anonymous letters. You're weak, you see, Rollo. You've got no intestinal fortitude. You didn't give us your name and address. You didn't tell us whence you came. Consequently, it's like an anonymous letter. You can ring up and say, I'm Rollo, and you can say anything you like anybody does when they write an anonymous letter.
It's
a very cowardly thing to do. But you are a coward. You could tell by your voice you're a coward.
He's wrong.
You're never going to be a broadcaster in two lifetimes.
Yes, he is.
I'll break your. he shuts up.
He wanted to say, I'll break your fucking neck, but he didn't say that because he's too scared. So, Joel, that's fantastic, man. Really good stuff.
We've got some great ones on
Rollo
the record
fantastic.
Here.
Fantastic. Rollo was good.
Yeah,
Rollo
this isn't just...
Rollo was great.
The unfortunate thing is it's not just a tribute to John Laws and his passing. The problem is the only audios we have are of Rollo and John Laws, so this is like a Rollo tribute, if anything, as well, unfortunately. We didn't intend for that, but he's on all the audios.
We'll just
play this when
Rollo dies. We don't have to do a tribute to Rollo.
Rollo's best bits, we'll just replay this show. There you go, Rollo. Are you happy with that?
Rollo, anything to say since you've now passed?
I don't mean that. There's plenty of nice moments Rollo's done as well on his own.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I'm outside having a cigarette and I can't talk at the top of my voice, but thanks, guys. So,
why not?
Give it
up. You're in the new place.
We don't want to piss off any new neighbors.
Exactly.
But
any of you neighbors were
amazing. Rollo, me and you have talked about this over.
Oh, this is a bad song.
The house next door to me's been sold to me.
No, cut it just in time. Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
But Rollo and I have been talking about this day. We knew it was going to happen. And I said to Rollo many years ago when he was, worried about jumping off bridges, and I said, obviously, John's going to die, and he was so concerned that he'd be so upset. But I said, look, it happens. These things happen, and it's happened tonight. And the fact that Jollo was right on the, me and Ab and
he's so,
right on
so
the volleyball.
Conscientious in keeping
right on the volleyball.
So
can you put a link to the obituary? In the show notes, I'll click it.
Yeah.
Sydney Morning Herald here. I'll paste that for you.
Can you believe, if you were to say, Rick, I think you'll probably die on the 11-9.
I hope you die on a good number.
Yeah, well, guess what? He did. He did.
Maybe you'll die on December 33rd. That would be funny.
Well, honestly, I can't believe it happened. And like, the fact that Joel's turned up. What? Exactly.
Jennifer Spellman.
Jennifer Spellman. That is a very important thing to the scam of 9/11. That Joel broke it down and said.
I love the drum hit backwards too. That sound effect of the smash, and then when Simon Shack plays it in reverse, and it's a drum cymbal hit. Wow!
Exactly. Yep. And now this is Joel.
Hollywood always in plain sight. Always in plain sight. Always a little wink. A little wink.
Always
wink.
In plain sight. But you, Joel, you cannot underestimate or estimate what you came up with when you did that sound, exposed that as a scam. That is a major thing that exposes the whole 9/11 thing professionally by a sound person like you.
Are you seeing anybody about your mental problems?
No, but I'm not going to. I'm going to listen to fakeology.com and truthmeets.com. Thank you, John. Now, honestly, Joel, that was a real big expose on how fake that whole thing was, what you as a sound person discovered.
I don't know if I discovered. I took Simon Shack's lead.
No, you did.
But I heard it all, and then I thought, wow, that it is exactly what he explained, yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Joel, this has been a really great weekend with Truth Meets and
Fake Ologists. It's been huge.
Good weekend.
Plenty of new calls, and then we've got this fantastic opportunity to cap it off. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but no.
Put this on YouTube with all the appropriate search keys, and this. Unfortunately, you got to go where the people are. People are still on.
I can't because we've got all the copyright music, and YouTube strikes you down for things like this.
Yes.
Well, I don't think you get struck. I don't think you're playing enough of it. I don't think they would catch it. Honestly, yeah. It might. It doesn't even matter. You don't have a YouTube channel to really worry about being struck down, in the sense, you know, do you?
You are kidding.
I'm telling all my guests now, because everyone who has a Gmail account, which is everyone, has a YouTube channel by default. So I want them to all simulcast when they're on my main show, because I can just, if they can easily hook up to the simulcast. And then there's a copy of the show on their channel, which is really good. I'm trying to. It's not easy to get people to do that, but I think it's worthwhile.
And why not? But Joel, have you got any more?
And I'll give you a case in point. When I'm on YouTube, occasionally it serves to me people I've never heard of, and they have no followers and no views. And I think, why is YouTube showing?
Well, I had one like that the other day. It was like 20 views, and it was something. It was like a tech thing I was interested in, but the guy was like a nobody. It wasn't only the view count was low, but the channel was low. It was just like some random guy talking about a topic.
Same here, because it's you're interested, and they put it on your homepage. Your homepage is so important. I go to my homepage all the time because it puts sort of the latest of the people I follow, but it does it the way it wants, unfortunately. And it always works because it always catches you. You don't really scroll too far down. You always usually pick the top thing it serves up, and because we're lazy by nature, and it does work.
Yes, yes.
And I found so many people on. Now I'm into investing, so that's a huge topic, and there's so many people talk about the same thing. It's crazy. But anyway, that's how I find people. I find the strangest channels.
We can jump. I've got a few later ones. 2020-ish.
Do them.
I'm going to go to October 2019, which was a little while after Rollo and I called for that classic bit we always play. This one is when Rollo accuses Lawsy of editing him.
let's have a listen.
Who we got? Rollo, are you there?
G'day, Jono.
Yes, Rollo, what do you...
Mate?
I beg your pardon?
How are you?
Jono.
I'm all right, Rollo. Why have you called?
Thanks for taking my call. Look, I've just got one little problem. A man of your age, right? I know all the tricks of the trade in the radio industry, right? What you did the other day was unfair to me. So you cut a little segment out while we were talking, and...
Hang on a minute. I couldn't cut a segment out while we were talking.
Yes, you were. Yes, you did.
That's impossible.
No, it's not.
That is a technical impossibility.
No, it's not.
Listen, who knows more about radio, me or you, Rotto?
Don't do cheap shots on me.
I beg your pardon?
It was a cheap shot.
It wasn't a cheap shot. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm blowing smoke up your ass and son of a bitch. You said son of a bitch when you were speaking to one of your other callers, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we ended up dumping the whole call, so what are you on about, brother?
You didn't dump the whole call. It's on our fart podcast. We play you every week. I want you as a special guest.
What?
I want you as a special guest on our show.
On our show. I'm not here to do a show for you.
Why? I mean, I'd love to interview you and just go through your whole career and like Denton did.
You are not permitted to use audio from this show on your show without our permission.
Shut up.
You are not permitted to use audio from this show on your show without permission, and we have not given you permission.
No, it doesn't work like that, John.
It does work. I see you know more about radio than I do. Do you, Rollo? You really know more about it than I do.
It's fair use, mate.
I beg your pardon?
It's fair use. Once it goes out on 2FM, I can use it.
Well, you can to a degree.
Well,
yeah. Anyway, Rollo...
I'm like you, man.
Anyway, Rollo, I really don't care.
You're the greatest radio... apart from Howard Stern, you are number two. I mean, Howard Stern is number one.
Howard Stern? You're kidding with his bad language and everything? Anyway, Rollo, go away. Please go away. You annoy me and I'm not interested in your words, even if they are semi-flattering. Go away.
Oh, that was perfect timing.
I'm Broken Locks from Christchurch.
Dee Dee from Portland.
Jungle Jeff.
Rasmo Jeff.
Doug Kelly.
Adam from Florida.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
It's the top of hour 6 on November 9th, 2025. We are broadcasting live from the north shore of Lake Ontario.
This is a banger today, guys.
The temperature in Toronto at this hour is 1 Celsius or 34 Fahrenheit. Do you want to participate but aren't on the Discord? Call in at 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984 and join the fun. Can everyone here please say your name and where you are from to introduce yourselves to the live audience?
The John Laws Tribute Show. The fakeologist, Toronto. Jolo from Lithgow. Rollo.
You're an idiot.
Newcastle. Rick from Port Macquarie.
And it's John Law is from the grave.
You blockheaded bastard.
Oh, my God. This is the greatest show.
Nobody got hurt. Nobody died. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt.
That was great
died.
That you guys got that. I was going to say that.
Oh, man, that was amazing. That was
great.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's CCK chiming in.
Yeah. That was Cold Card Ken. Cold Card Ken, come in and talk, because I'm going to go soon, so you need to come and replace me.
Gotta go.
Cold Card Ken, where are you?
You want to go?
Yeah. Yeah, we should get Goldie back. Have you contacted him?
No, I haven't. And I feel terrible for not having him. But I keep saying, look, he is.
Dial him in. What's his number? Give the number. Can you patch in phone calls, Bello? You must be able to do that.
No, I did some big VeloBox upgrades a week ago to add more channels so that I'm adding phone lines, but I haven't got them up yet. But yeah, soon enough. Okay. Soon enough.
It'll happen. It'll happen. And
we have two phone lines here. I got the phone lines working here. 810-666-1984. 902-400-1984.
Are you going to use your fantastic Christmas bumpers with your daughter doing the...
I'll get new ones. Maybe she should do a new one. Thank you.
No.
There's only one.
It's not as cute because they're older now. It was fun when they were like... They were like 4 years old when they did the first ones.
Yeah, they're more like 10, but yeah. I got my daughter. Yeah, she could do that.
They were fantastic. I love old Christmas bumpers.
Thanks, Rick.
I've got this thing that when I listen to the radio, I love to hear old Christmas bumpers.
Do I start playing them now?
Why not?
Is it too early?
Why not?
December, man. Not November. Come on.
Yeah. No,
Christmas has started everywhere already. It's
Ab, can I tell you?
It's ridiculous.
Can I be brutally honest? The next door business that I live at the front, when I walk out my front gate, there's a business on my left. They put their Christmas tree up 2 weeks ago.
Of course they did. Disgusting.
2 weeks ago. So mid-October, they have a Christmas tree up. This is absolutely sacrilege to me. I think Christmas trees should go up about 2 weeks before Christmas and 2 weeks after Christmas. Take them down. But that's the way it is. This is this whole nostalgia thing that's going on with the poor public, the listeners to the mainstream media. They all love Christmas. It makes them, reminds them of their happy times as a child, blah, 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 blah. But I'm telling you, it is too early. It is too early. Joel, are you still there?
Fall asleep.
I'm here. I was just trying to stack some things in order of what I think we should do next. Give me a few seconds. I was just looking through the topics.
Right. You're on fire today, Bella. Set you off?
Or this is fantastic.
That's why I was doing Saturday night with Rick and Rollo and then Sunday night with you guys. Yeah. And then, it was late Saturday with you guys. It's Sunday night
taking
now.
A break from work.
It's fantastic.
I worked a big month and now I've had 3 days off. So it's a good time to rest and recuperate.
Jolo, I'll just say this. Your production skills with Dave Javis previously about 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago.
Oh, thank you.
Were of the top class.
Didn't you notice how quickly I dialed into the issue and dealt with it straight away?
Fantastic.
Good. Everyone needs a producer on a radio show. It's too hard to do it on your own.
Exactly. And Joel comes in. And he's like saying to Dave, like, you need to go this, get your phone, press this button, press that button, move back to that, and then change this dial down. And all of a sudden, Dave's voice turned into this different voice in front of my eyes or ears. Ears, actually.
Yeah, probably. In front of your ears.
It was incredible. And it's I said, Joel, me, you, Rollo, and Ab, and Dave, we are audio people. We understand that voice makes so much a difference on a show.
Yeah.
Voices are so important. And if you hear a bad recording of somebody, you're going to leave that show. And you're not going to go back often, maybe not all the time. That's true, though. Because
I bug all the guys on YouTube with bad audio. Yep. I said, listen, buy a mic with all your millions.
Yeah, or just a $25 one like Rollo's using right now.
Exactly.
Right now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we have to support audio.
Rollo, I'm glad to see that you and Jolo and Abbo.
Yeah.
Abbo. Oh. Abbo. On the same show.
Abbo. Don't want to say that Abbo. In Australia.
No, no.
What does it mean?
Short for Aboriginal. It's a derogatory term for Aboriginal. Yeah.
Is that right? Wait, is everything offensive today or what?
When I say Abbo, I mean in the sense of Ab, not Aboriginal.
Yeah. I'm a native of Canada. Does that count?
Look.
How far back do you got to be a native? That's what I want to know. I am a native. I'm born here.
Exactly. But
why should I be deprecated in society? I'm top of the heap as far as I'm concerned.
I know. But we've been talking for 8 years. Yep. So I think 9 years this year, 8 to 9 years, we've been doing Fakeologist Australia Roundtable. Yeah. We've been doing Fakeologist shows for 8 to 9 years,
right.
Pretty much on an extremely regular basis. And Rollo has been this common denominator. Maybe not. We're not asking for money, but Rollo's been the common denominator because he was the guy that I heard Bitcoin? On your show.
I say your son, Epic.
Fake ecology. No, fake coin. Is fake coin a thing?
It should be. Should be. We'll have limited quantities.
Okay. Whatever.
That's all it takes.
But yeah.
I was just going to get back to another clip. So we started off in 2012 with Rollo's militant vegan and his 43rd birthday. We jump forward to 2018 for the famous blockheaded bastard. And then that was where I'll punch your lights out or whatever. We had Lawsy responds to editing accusations. If you're willing to stick around, Rick, I've just sorted them all so I can tell you what we have coming up. I've picked the best ones. We only have 5 to get through at about three to four minutes apiece, right? So just to give you an idea of how long this might take if we space them out. But yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, Bella, was Lawsy right that Rollo was wrong about the editing? I couldn't figure that out.
He couldn't have edited it on air, but he might have heard the podcast and heard something edited out. But that wasn't happening on air live.
Rollo bragged that I'm using your audio and on our show.
Yeah.
And as soon as he said that demonized Rollo completely. And he was banned almost immediately from any other shows afterwards.
What a mistake that Lawsy made. I guess he was too old to understand the power of the podcast. He should have gone on. That would have been classic.
Yeah. For sure.
That would have been great.
Dovetailing into that, this one's called Interview Invite.
Now, Jim.
Okay, here's the call. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, Jim, for God's sake, pick up the telephone. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, right this time, John.
Hey, Jim, you're a very, very annoying man. Why don't you just hold the phone like everybody else does and wait for me to say hello instead of putting it in front of the radio? It's very annoying. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, sorry, mate. I just been unloading hay and I got down my knee because I haven't got...
Unloading hay.
...to set it up through munition, through the speaker thing.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I know I'm annoying, John. There's no two ways about it. Ask my wife for 46 years. I'll be married 46 years tomorrow.
Happy anniversary. Where have you gone now? What's he... Jesus. What's he done? Hey, Jim.
Jim, put him on hold.
Go away quietly and learn how to work a telephone. You don't know how to use the phone. You've put us on hold and given us a burst of music which we didn't want to hear. Jim, I want to hear what you've got to say so I don't get abused by people like Janice.
What's on your mind?
You cut yourself off for the second time, Jimmy. Learn how to work the telephone, for God's sake.
He's bailing hay.
Okay, tell me what's on your mind. Oh, dear. Is it a full moon?
No.
Was he? Okay, Rollo.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
Rollo.
G'day, can you hear me?
Why don't I like you?
I don't know why you don't like me. I like you.
That's no excuse.
Bloody John Laws, hello.
Yeah.
The Greek alphabet, the national anthem, has 158 verses.
Yes, that's right.
Can you sing them, all three of them?
Yep.
All 158 of them?
Can who sing them?
You.
Why would I be able to sing the Greek national anthem, you fool? I'm not Greek.
Well, you mentioned that on your beautiful opening monologue there. You just said that's your useless information for the day.
That's right.
I just wanted to say thank you for being friends to me over the years.
I see. I'm really rude to you, but you're
still... You are rude to me. You call me a blockheaded bastard and, you know, mentally deranged, but I'm not. And neither are you.
Now, how can you guarantee that?
I guarantee you saved my life back in 2007.
Yeah.
You, what did you do? You, you read a poem of mine, and you gave me $100 or something, when you were on TUE.
I don't know. I hope I didn't give you $100.
You did give me $100.
The station would have done that. I don't pay
not
people.
The station. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, not me. I don't give money to people.
That's all right. I don't need the money.
Well, that's, I'm happy to hear it. Rollo, why have you called me? Just to annoy me, or? Why?
No, not at all. I just wanted to, again, over the moon landing. I don't think it was. I think I was quite correct in what I said. What do you, still think we went?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, of
course.
Well,
me and my friends run a podcast called The Fart Podcast, and we use your sound grabs. We use everything you say on our podcast, and we'd like you to come and join us one day.
Oh, that's very unlikely, Rollo, but thank you for the invitation.
Would you like to come and join us on our podcast, as a special guest? When Denton, remember Andrew Denton, when he interviewed you twice back in the early 2000s?
Yes, I remember Andrew.
It was
Andrew.
A wonderful interview, and I would do just as good an interview, I reckon, as Andrew Denton with you.
Really?
Yes, I think so.
How about that?
I know your career pretty well, and...
Anyone
who's been on the radio as long as you have, I think, deserves a decent interview. And I think Denton did a good one, but I think I could do a better one.
Andrew's a very good interviewer.
I think so. I think both of those interviews were fantastic, but I could do better. Because
But you've got to remember, Rollo, I am also a very good interviewee.
I think you are too. I remember when Lee Sales interviewed you.
Yeah.
Remember when you had a Scotch or a bourbon? Or what do you drink? Jack Daniels, isn't it?
No, Wild Turkey.
Oh yeah.
Wild Turkey, and you had a Wild Turkey in your hand that night. I can't remember what Lee Sales was interviewing you about. What was that about? That one?
Just about me being me, I think.
I think so.
I wouldn't have cared what she interviewed me about, just so long as she interviewed me.
Yes,
I wouldn't have cared what she asked. I'd just say,
cute.
Just so long as she interviewed.
You, I mean, you gave cute answers. You were being very, I think there was a little bit of you guys were getting on very well there, A little spark,
you might say.
Spark, that's it. That's what I like about radio and talkback radio.
Rollo.
I've loved you for years.
Rollo.
I've loved you.
Rollo.
Since the early 80s. When you interviewed Paul Keating.
Yeah, Rollo.
We were becoming a banana republic. Remember that?
I do remember. I don't need reminding. Rollo.
Yeah?
Would you go away, please?
That's funny. That is funny.
That's great. That was a great back and forth. I love it.
Yeah, he was good. He was good value.
In Australia, John Laws is not just like, you know, your average person. He's like the, what would you call it in America? I like
the golden tonsils. That's good.
Yeah, for sure.
He's the Howard Stern of Australia.
Howard Stern of Australia. Yep. Guaranteed.
I think that's a bit of an insult, honestly.
Howard Stern innovated the whole morning zoo concept. So I don't think John
Laws.
Yeah,
he was more outrage. Yeah, Howard was outraged. Yeah. He tried to do something as outrageous as possible.
He did the most crazy things you could do on radio. John Laws was a talkback guy who just spoke his mind.
Yeah, he was pretty bland. But he was good. He was sort of acerbic, and he didn't put up, and that's why people listen. People like a smackdown on the radio, unfortunately.
Yep.
That's just what they do.
Yep.
They like spanking, public spanking.
Yep, public spanking.
Do you want to go? We've got also the one here. This is the latest one that was ever recorded. It was our last fart episode, and Rollo called in about that.
Okay.
The John Laws Morning Show on Sydney's 2SM 1269.
Okay, tell me what it is that's on your mind. 1-300-564-652. Rollo, are you there?
Good morning, John Laws.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to talk to you. I've been in Colombia, and I'm glad you're back here for 2020.
Listen, Rollo.
Yeah?
Why do you always say, good morning, John Laws, and then you take this interview and you stick it on your own podcast? You're recording the interview.
I do.
That's right. Oh. So you're cheating, Rollo. Yes, you are. Don't argue with me. I don't like you. Okay. You're cheating because you're saying, good morning, John Laws, as though you are interviewing me, and I can tell you, you're not interviewing me.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Well, so you're a cheat. If you've taken that the wrong way.
I haven't taken it the wrong way at all. You have made it sound as though you are doing a specific interview with me, and I haven't rung you to accept an interview at all. You've rung me. Now, what do you want to talk about it? Let's get it over
I did enjoy the Titanic useless information. 700 people, two bathtubs. Is that...
Yeah, look.
I haven't looked that up. Is that real?
Well, go and look it up then. Look it up, Robert.
All right, okay. Okay, so the XPT derailment, that upsets me because my father built the Tangara. Now, I don't think that's got anything to do with...
What, single-handedly?
Did anyone were their lives lost in the derailment?
Yes.
They were. Man, that reminds me of Granville. Remember Granville in 1970?
How could we ever forget Granville? What a horrible thing that was. What is it you want to talk about, Rollo? Or do you just want to talk?
I just got back from Colombia. I just wanted to, your mate, your TV legend, I just read it in the paper because I've got all the papers since I've come back. Brian Henderson chose to die on his own terms. You were good mates with this guy.
Yes.
Now, veteran TV newsreader Brian Henderson says he's ready to die. The 88-year-old legend has declined treatment for his fifth cancer diagnosis, choosing instead to spend his days with his family. I mean, that is so sad. Can you tell me some stories about you and Brian? You and Brian...
Listen, Rollo, I'm not going to tell you stories about Brian Henderson and me because all you do is put them on your podcast
private.
And claim that you're getting some special story because you did an interview with me. Rollo, could you just go away?
Oh.
He's an aggravating man because he's a fake. And I don't like fakes. I really do not like fakes.
No.
And as far as my friendship with Brian Henderson is concerned, it goes back years.
He doesn't like fakes.
Years and years and years.
He's betrayed half the fakes on earth.
Extremely fond of Brian. He's one of the loveliest human beings I have ever met. And when we see each other, we give each other a cuddle. And he is my friend, and I don't want to discuss him.
And a hand job.
I always will. We have such fun together. And we used to do tremendous bits on radio together. We really had a lot of fun.
So now he is reminiscing.
Believe me, he is the finest newsreader.
It's like his old private school pal.
We'll ever see.
Sorry, the I don't do fakes thing is hilarious because he's been in the mainstream media for a period of time where he would have presented so many fake things to the audience.
Hey
guys, the way it is. Remember Brian Henderson? The way it is.
Yeah, Brian, exactly.
How is he pranked?
And he's a New Zealander, isn't he, Rick?
That's what Walter Cronkite said. Did he rip it off Walter Cronkite?
Yes, he did.
That's terrible.
All our parents or guardians or that's the way it is. So after you had your news being pushed into you at 6 p.m. every night.
The way it is today.
So that's the way it is today. And this is how he was giving you
The national news, at least where I was at 6:30. There's the local at 6, and then they did the national at 6:30.
Okay. Well, 6:30 is 6 and 3 is 9, so it's the same
there
thing
you go.
Anyway. Using those numerology. But,
do you remember how important that was, Rick, finding out what was going on?
My father would tell my children that kids, you got to be quiet because, the news is coming on and they have to go and sit in watch the little box on the screen and
watch the
6 o'clock news to get it into their heads. And that's all we need to know, that it was always number 6 or number 9 which, it was just.
We didn't know we were being programmed, though. That's the beauty of it. No. We just did not know. Mm-mm. This was the truth. This was the fact. Exactly. We had no idea what was happening to us. Now we know.
And we see the same dates and the same times being used, et cetera. Yeah, so 100%.
And now we know what's going on all over the world, which I think is everywhere. Their unraveling. Because when we see the same thing happening here and there, that can't be a coincidence. That cannot be a coincidence.
It's not.
You have the same things that go on here, and then they die out, and then they start something new, and then it happens here and there.
It's just so obvious now.
That's the way it is. The way it is today, yeah.
That's the way it is.
You didn't even realize you were saying that, did you?
Yeah.
Brian Henderson seeped into your head, Rick.
Oh, Walter Cronkite.
Same thing. So Cronkite.
Yeah, he'd be Brian Henderson was like the Cronkite of Australia.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because Australians didn't know about Cronkite because you didn't get stuff that far away.
No, we didn't. But we do now. But we didn't.
Of course.
And so Henderson would sign off with, "That's the way it is." So whatever I just.
You know, when I was a little kid in the 90s, I always heard. The way it is today, but he said it so quick. It was like the Wade is today. And I just, I never knew that's what he was saying. I just remember like it's drilled in my mind on Channel 9. Wade is today. I thought that's the way every newscaster ended their report is saying Wade is today. Yeah. I didn't even know what that meant until I got linguistic and they went, the way it is today. Okay. I get you. That's your unique sign off to tell us all. What we should
believe.
That's
a song now, isn't it? And that's just the way it is. Bruce Horney?
Yes. Yeah,
baby. Exactly.
From Canada.
Love just the hello. Way love it is, song. Baby.
Rollo, did you fall asleep?
No.
You're supposed to be the feature of this show, and you've given up.
Rollo's passed out.
No, Rollo's been.
Am I not coming through?
You are.
Yeah, I'm not coming through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We can finish on Bruce Hornby or whatever, whoever it is.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm going to go to bed.
Hold on, who's there?
Rick, stick with us. We've got
Pete Tripp is here.
We've got one more clip to play.
Go man.
Where the piss off. So we've got one more clip. I've cut them down. We have the others. I've just discarded a bunch. We've got where the piss off came from, and then we have the two classic prank calls that Rick and I did. So
you.
We'll go into the next one. This is where the piss off clip came from.
Morning show. Call now. 1-300 John Laws.
Okay, tell me what's on your mind. 1-300-564-652. Rollo, are you there?
Rosie.
Yes, Rollo.
G'day, mate. Can I do
exasperated.
A shout out to Justy?
No.
Justy, what a lovely guy.
Who, Justy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're quite right. He is a lovely guy.
He is a lovely guy. What a guy. He got me through to you, the man. Okay, so we just had the anniversary of the 80s. What was the 80s anniversary?
Rollo, before we go any further, would you do something for me?
I'll do anything for you.
Good. Piss off. 1-300-564-652. Morning, Lawsy. This is from George Bowden. Good day, George.
Okay, that one ended quick. I didn't look at the time. I didn't realize he got booted off that one so early.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He'd do anything for Lawsy, but he won't do that.
I won't do that.
I will do anything for Laws, but I won't do that.
Okay, we've got here's the final penultimate audios.
Is that one with you?
These are the two Rollo and I did the morning of September 11, 2018, questioning Lawsy about the events of 9/11.
Classic, and, classic.
These are classics.
This is the best.
We'll take Rollo's call first. Here we go.
Okay, who we got? Rollo, are you there?
Yeah, Jono, how are you doing, mate?
I'm all right, thank you.
Still good? Look, it's lovely to hear you back. You're still number one here in Newcastle?
Yeah, of course we are.
UAC?
Yeah, of course we are.
You are. You are. You are. You'll always be number one here, mate.
Okay.
More donkeys than airplanes are killed by. You killed by more donkeys than airplanes?
Yep.
That was your useless fact this morning?
That's was. That's quite right, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And last time we spoke, I wanted to talk about. Well, you went off air on September 10th, right?
What did I do?
You didn't go on air on September 10th was the last time you were on air, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was, because I wanted to talk to you on September 11th.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Now, September 11th's a difficult subject, but I want your listeners to hear me out. Will you give me some freedom of speech?
Well, I don't know what you're going to say. I can't make up my mind.
I'm going to say things that might be a little bit controversial, but if you offer freedom of speech, this is not hate speech. It's freedom of speech, and you say you have freedom of speech, right? On air?
Yeah.
Okay. So how about if I say that on September 11, 2001, 17 years ago, the towers were brought down by controlled demolitions. Is that hate speech or what?
It's stupid speech.
Stupid speech?
Mm.
Are you going to call me a conspiracy theorist?
If you want me to.
I don't want you to.
Okay.
I just know that you are a fabulous guy.
You
want
to feel strong, and then it's
when
just...
If I say no planes hit the towers that day... And it was all CGI? Is that freedom of speech?
Yes. Well, freedom of speech, you can say whatever you like. That's what freedom of speech is all about. I mean, the fact that you're talking nonsense is immaterial.
No, it's not nonsense, though.
You're telling me that no airplanes hit those towers?
No. That was all CGI, mate. It was all CGI.
Beautiful.
And there were
what about
no one got hurt.
What about all the bits of the building landing in the street and hitting people on the head?
What? Turned to dust. That's CGI.
And people screaming and yelling and running. All that.
I want your listeners to call in after you hang up on me, and hopefully give you a good conversation, because I want the morning to go well for you. Because I'm still glad you're on air, but I'm telling you, there is absolutely no chance that planes can fly at 500 miles per hour at that low altitude. It's just impossible.
Well, it isn't impossible at all. If they're in a dive, they can travel more than that.
No, they're fighter planes.
No, I'll disagree with you there, because if you look at all the footage...
Okay, so, all right, so it's some kind of conspiracy theory that you're offering me, so...
Pause. Good production. And Pete Trepa, hello.
Hello.
What a show.
This is the best.
Louis, hello. Great John, hello. First value, hello.
I grabbed the pause just in time.
Beautiful. We always have to be aware of the breaks. On the half hours here at fakeologist.com.
On the 20 minutes at truthmeets.com.
On fakeologist.com.
Too many.
I used to
tell you
that.
I'm looking forward to you cutting that back. I know. And now you're doing it. Go figure.
Hi, I'm Idea Factory from California, and you're listening to Fakeologist Audio on fakeologist.com.
Great voice.
The date is November 9th, 2025, here on
the show. What's my lines?
In Toronto. To listen live,
it's 20 degrees in fucking Ontario. Who gives a fuck? What am I supposed to do?
Please go to
shortfake.com/discord.
I don't have it. It's John's clip.
Go to shortfake.com/chat.
Oh, John. John does it. Okay.
John plays that clip, not me.
One of our hosts tell us who's here in the audio chat right now.
Cheap. He's cheap.
I have a question.
Now we got a huge crowd.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead, Pete Trepa. Hello.
Go ahead.
Go.
That guy, I think it was Rollo. He just said on that recording that the planes, you know, going 500 miles per hour was impossible.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what is that? Because, like, in the video footage, the planes look slow. There's like slower, or the fake footage, it's like lower. Is that the concept he was trying to explain to him?
Yeah, no,
Yeah, no, that was 100% Simon Shack's logic.
Yeah, just things don't come in at low, like high air pressure, low flying towards buildings at that momentum. It's crazy.
Can't be done. And most. So much,
wait, why can't it be done? What do you mean?
Because a plane of that magnitude does not fly at that low level.
Too much air pressure.
It's too much pressure on the, and that's actually stuff that's actually acknowledged by pilots.
It's one of those magic things, though. Like when you see a plane take off, its volume is huge, but they go at surprisingly low speed. You know,
because of the volume, like 200, 250. Yeah, so I get that. 500 is double the takeoff speed, so that's kind of makes sense. When they do cruise altitude, is that because it's like a different pressure? Sorry, I'm just like, now my
brain... It's very low air pressure. You can't breathe
Cruise altitude can be crazy fast, and I suspect, we'll go back to some topics from weeks ago, but they can probably fly around the Earth a lot faster and pull off Southern Hemisphere deceptions by flying in air pressure that is so low. There's no drag, right? But at low pressure, you see those A380s and things... They just appear to float in the air. Like they're barely moving. They just sit there, you know, because of the volume of the wind.
When they're landing, the engines are barely on. They are literally falling in a control wave.
They coast down.
Right.
100%.
They're not accelerating down. You can hear it when you're flying. It almost sounds like they cut the engines.
Yep. I would agree with that.
It takes 20 minutes to float down.
Right when they land. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's for braking. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to get into this because I really thought I knew that shit, but I don't, I guess.
I do.
It's like crazy.
Look, have you seen the footage of the actual insides of a aeroplane? They're basically a dirigible. And so they inflate the pressure of the insides of these planes. And
that's
everything
until you breathe.
Exactly. Yeah. And so,
this is good stuff. I don't need to talk about like all the other fluff that we usually talk about, like on the week.
Their structural makeup is very thin. It's aluminium. Yep. They use shapes that are structurally like have integrity, but essentially, what Rick's saying is right. They kind of become like a balloon in midair. Now you think about the fact that you can tune turbines with resonant frequencies and things to push through. Like, they don't need fuel. There's all kinds of conspiracies about how they can move through the air so quick.
Oh, man. You
know? I was just going to bring that up.
But they don't need nearly as much fuel once they're cruising altitude.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
Half the tank is burned when they take off.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been looking at photos, and one of my jobs I've done for 20 fucking years. And one of the guys as the director of this company took a photo of the inside of a jet, right? And
like
you can
737.
Yeah. And you can see how the whole thing is just basically an inflatable balloon with metal whatever. The metal skin. And so they inflate it and it flies at a much, you know, it's actually way lighter than you might think it is, just due to the so that's how they did it.
Yeah, the no jet fuel theory is really convincing. Yeah.
It's not real. It's not right. Mm. There's fuel. Look, go to the airport. Go stand by an engine. It's burning.
I disagree.
Fuel. It stinks.
You'll get a disagreement with me and Ab on that front because I see that
work at the airport.
No, the hoses
they stink.
No, there's a bit of fuel.
I watched the fuel
but the hoses,
spilling.
I'm just saying the amount they claim is in those planes is ridiculous. I'm sure there is fuel to make the engines work.
Yeah, of course there is.
But the amount they're claiming they put in to fuel it through its whole journey is like fucking 40 VW size tanks. It's crazy, they claim it's ridiculous.
There's a lot of ETU in fuel.
Absolutely.
You'd be surprised. Yeah, sure. Have you ever looked at your own fuel tank on your vehicle? Like 50 liters or 60 liter tank is actually quite small.
Yeah.
And the idea that you can go as far, because a liter of fuel, just think of a liter of milk. A liter of fuel or 6 liters of fuel can send you 100 kilometers. The BTU in and gasoline
is I'm lactose intolerant, so if I drove 60 Ks, I'll be farting like nobody's business.
Exactly. But I think Jet A fuel has even more BTU, so you can it has even more horsepower in it. What do you think, Rick?
Yeah, I agree absolutely. And I worked on the third runway, which was the in Sydney, the winner is. It was where they
the winner opened is up a new runway.
And they had so many fire stations built that had to be built.
Yeah.
They had underground pipes that I was working on and helping drill and, you know, dig.
Yeah. What were the pipes for?
to fuel the planes that were coming in into the area. You know?
Yeah.
So
there
were, it was a thing. You know, a certain amount of jet fuel is required. And jet fuel, just remember, is just basically a very simple kerosene, exactly. So it's a thing. It's
real. Fuel is real. It's just
fuel is real.
The amount of power in a liter of gasoline or diesel or jet is amazing. Like, it's amazing how small your fuel tank is, even on your car, and how long the way it's so efficient now with the invention of the fuel injector, because it created that mist, like coal dust, that had so much power because they misted it up, and the explosive power from less fuel. That was the whole point, I think, of a fuel injector. Before, it was just a tank of carbureted gas, so it was just using way more gas.
Yeah,
a carburetor.
Not heaps more. The air draw dispersed the fuel relatively efficiently in carburetors.
They're carburetor jets. But
with ECUs really and computer technology, it can inject a precise.
It's a perfect mix. Mm. I remember how cars, they went out of tune in a week.
You should bring up all these conspiracies after we finish the Vale John Laws tribute.
Yeah,
how are you doing? How are you doing, Rollo? Are you feeling okay, buddy?
Rollo's, I'm fine.
Okay.
Hey, Rollo, me and Rollo have discussed the fact that John Laws eventually was going to die.
Mm.
And we discussed back in the day. And I said, it's going to happen. we knew it was going to happen. We knew.
He's only 104. Yeah, who would have guessed? We left the famous Rollo clip and my clip were the ones we're in the middle of. We left it during a break.
Okay.
We'll finish that off, then play mine, and then we can have that Bruce Hornby song to finish up the Truth Meets part of the show, and then we'll go back to it.
Thank you, Jolo.
Okay, let's. I just rewound it 5 seconds so we can continue before we finish.
Okay.
Okay, so, all right, so it's some kind of conspiracy theory that you're offering me. So who set the whole thing up? Who's responsible?
I don't know who is in the top job who's responsible, but I know that John Howard was our Prime Minister at the time.
Yeah, he was there.
Howard?
He was over there, that's right, when no plane hit the Pentagon either. And Glenn Milne, remember Glenn Milne?
I do, yeah,
He was looking out the window, and seriously, there's a lot of problems with the mainstream media, and I know you're a part of it, but you have. You can get over it because you're a good guy.
John Howard was in Washington.
He was, yeah. So he could see out of the window when the no plane hit the Pentagon. Yeah, he only got 5 frames.
But they did. I mean, they found the plane in the field.
No, it's Shanksville.
Yeah.
No way.
Anyway, why are you telling me all this?
Because you are for freedom of speech. Tell me what's on your mind, Australia. 1-300-564-652. You are someone who gives everyone a voice, and certainly here in Newcastle, you are still number one. And I just appreciate a chance to say what's on my mind.
Okay, well, you've had your chance.
don't take the same opportunity again for a while, Rollo.
All right, mate.
Okay.
You going to hang up on me?
No, only if you want me to.
No, I don't.
Have you finished speaking?
Well, like I said, if your callers, 1-300-564-652 on 2SM Super Radio Network, will call in and discuss 9/11 in a deep and meaningful way. In
I
a
do
deep,
have an STD.
Not just call people names, because it's calling people names is
all the money,
a waste of time.
All the money.
Well, I haven't called you any names yet.
Well, you haven't. You didn't call me a conspiracy theorist, and I thank you for that.
Bastard. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a good guy, John. And look, I'm glad, you're on the air. I have the highest respect for you, and I'm not Norman. I don't even want Norman to call in today, but I want all your listeners on 2SM and in Sydney and in Newcastle to call in and discuss 9/11 in a deep and meaningful way. If they
isn't it a bit done to death? 9/11, for Christ's sake.
I know it's 17 years ago, but I know it's been done to death. But Alex Jones being taken off the air is a massive loss. And look, as much as I don't like the guy,
who's been taken off the air?
Alex Jones on Infowars.com. I'm on Fakeologist.com, but Alex Jones is on Infowars.com. I don't like him much. You know, he always says 9/11's an inside job.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're a good guy. I mean,
you keep telling me that.
Yeah, look, you're number one, radio number one. I mean, all these years. And I wouldn't wee on Alan Jones if he was on fire.
No.
I like you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I still don't want you to piss on me.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. That is funny. Hey, Joel, I'm going to go. I have to go, but
dude,
it's been a really
5 minutes.
Really great night.
We played the last one now. Okay. This is my call.
Okay.
is my call. Okay?
Oh, I love that.
This is the
favorite.
This is the final. We played ones earlier, ones later. These were the two penultimate calls Rollo and I did.
Can I ask Rollo a question before he passes out in a pool of vomit?
Sure.
Rollo's fine.
Did anyone else butter up John Laws as much as you did? Because you really are very, very kind to him, and he was very rude to
Rollo's
you.
Rollo's lips are covered in butter from John Laws' ass.
So was anyone else as solicitous to John Laws as you were that you remember?
No.
We'll play the last call so for anyone listening who hasn't heard this before, the call you just heard was Rollo in earlier in the morning, then I called in later in the morning to tag team. After that, we'll say goodbye to Rick, and then we'll play Bruce Hornby and go out.
Was that your first time you called him?
This is the first time I've ever chatted to him. Yeah, it's my first. You can tell I'm a little nervous. Here we go.
Okay, tell me what's on your mind. 1-300-564-652. Joel, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, John.
Good morning, Joel.
How are you going? It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
How was your break?
I beg your pardon?
How was your break?
It wasn't a break. I was crook. I was in hospital.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, don't be sorry. It's okay. I was in the wonderful St. Vincent's Hospital and they took very, very good care of me. But I suppose I did have a break in my back.
Oh, dear, that's not good.
Literally, no, it's not good at all. And,
well, as long as they took good care of you.
They certainly did that. St. Vincent's, wonderful, wonderful hospital, thank God.
Anyway, the reason I called, this Rollo guy going on about there being no planes on 9/11, it's ridiculous, man. He's been listening to too much Fakeologist.com, or, you know, maybe snorting too much cocaine.
What, baby?
I don't know what the deal is. But listen, I know a guy that was in New York on 9/11, and he witnessed the entire thing from beginning to end. He was watching with his roommate 5 blocks away, and he saw this plane just come out of nowhere and ream right into the side of the towers, exploding through the other side. And then you witness the whole tower's collapse, one first, the other second, because the fire was just too intense. Like, how can you deny that evidence?
Well, you really can't, unless you're an idiot.
I agree. If you can't take what that guy is saying as truth, you're an idiot.
I mean, we saw it happen, didn't we? We saw it all there in living colour, the whole damn thing, the whole catastrophe collapsing before our very eyes, people running down the road, debris all over the place, unbelievable winds where the building had collapsed. No, there was no way in the world it could have been fake. No way in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the whole plane thing, that definitely happened. But look, I don't think anyone died or got hurt. You can't say people died or got hurt. And if you do say that people died or got hurt, you're a spiritual murderer. You are, in fact, a liar.
Why?
You can't claim that people died or got hurt. You're a false witness to death.
Hang on, no. I'm not understanding what you mean.
Now you got them all twisted.
Well, if you claim anybody died or got hurt on 9/11, then you're a false witness to death. Murderer. And you're a spiritual murderer.
I see. So nobody died?
Nobody died or got hurt, no.
You are kidding. You are kidding. Joel?
Joel? Yes, John?
You're an idiot. You are kidding. You're telling me nobody got hurt, nobody died?
That's what I'm claiming. And if you claim that anybody died or got hurt, you're a false witness to death.
Well,
and you're a spiritual murderer.
I see. Well, what were all those people doing with their bodies totally covered up, stiff as a board, being carted away from that dreadful, dreadful catastrophe? Dear, oh dear.
The people on the TV.
Yeah,
I saw George Clooney in space on the TV, but I don't think it really happened.
Oh, no. Well, of course it didn't, but now you're being absolutely ridiculous. Do you really think that anybody would have got away with faking that? Do you think that anybody would have got away with that?
I know. It's ridiculous, man.
Don't call me man.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, it is ridiculous. What you're saying is ridiculous.
I'm surprised he kept you on.
What you're saying is plain, ordinary, stupid. Yeah, you're denying that 9/11 ever happened.
I think there were buildings that were there and now they're not there, but that's about it.
I see. So what happened to the buildings that were there and now they're not there?
Well, I think your last caller, Ben, had it nailed. I think it was, demolition, because war is just demolition and strategic relocation.
Okay, I see. So what war did that happen to be where this demolition took place? Two huge buildings just disappeared. That demolition in war, is it?
No, there's no war.
Well, you just said there was.
War on terror.
No, that what people think war is war terror. Is just demolition. But there's no war. No one went and shot at anyone else.
The
idea of people flying around in helicopters shooting at towelheads in the sand, doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen. Anyway, Joel, I think, are you seeing anybody about your mental problems?
Yeah, Ab from fakeologist.com helps me out with everything in that regard. That's very helpful.
Yeah. No problem.
I know that you ring me and then you record what you said to me and then you upload it. I know you do up to all those tricks, but that doesn't matter.
It's an honour to be on your show. We're glad to have you on board the show. It's good.
Well, that's very nice of you to say so. Rollo, now would you go away?
I'm not Rollo, I'm Joel.
Oh, that's right, yeah, Joel, yeah. No, you're not Rollo. I don't know that there's much difference between the two of you, is there?
Oh, apart from the cocaine. Yeah.
Are you into cocaine?
No, I don't do drugs myself. I'm not my cup of tea. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right, Joel.
It was good speaking, John.
Goodbye, Joel.
Goodbye, Joel. Goodbye, Joel. Goodbye, Joel.
He was so deflated. He was so deflated at the end. He just let all the air out of his tires.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goodbye, Hi, Joel. I'm going to die now.
Oh, dear.
I
That was a great, that was a fan. That never dies down. You give it 6 months, you listen to it again, and you get a great laugh out of that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Look, honestly, it was good. Those were the days, Jolo.
Yeah.
Jolo, and I'm going to go, and Fakeologist fantastically on the Fakeologist.
Good job, Rick. Okay. Good job.
Let's do the Bruce Hornsby thing, because I can wrap up Truth Meets now.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you okay, Rollo? Yeah. You happy to say goodbye?
Yeah, yeah. Goodbye.
You had a good time. You had a good time tonight.
And
Roses are red.
Rolla, I'll ring you tomorrow.
Any final words about John Loss for Rolla or Rick?
Rest in peace, because I was listening to him. I came over here in 40 years ago. My father was a John Laws groupie, and I had to listen to John Laws every single fucking day of when I was working for him.
Whether you liked it or not.
Yeah, but
what did he like about it? Did he like the talk back, the call-in, the different callers?
I became a fan. I actually loved listening to John Laws abusing his clients that was ringing up.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought it was fantastic. I loved it. And
you like the slap fest?
Yeah, I loved it.
So he slapped down all the callers. Is that it? It wasn't just Rolla.
A lot of the callers.
Half. It'll be like 50%. Yeah. Whoever disagreed got cut 50, down.
50. Yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, hey Jollo, fantastic.
I'm sorry I had to bring you that sad news tonight, but we turned it into a nice show,
you
and I'm glad
death into the room.
I did. I heard Rick talking to you.
Can you call Dave J and see if Laws died? Can you call Dave J and just double check?
I heard you and Rick chatting and thought, Rick hasn't heard yet, so I better go and bring it up.
Well, no.
Just so we could make this nice show as a tribute, but it was very nice.
Yeah.
And Rolla, don't take it too seriously, Rick, man.
Yeah.
You've got a hug from him.
Can you ask your partner Dave J if he died? I guess Rick's gone.
No, I'm not. No, I'm still here.
Can you ask Dave J if he died?
You're just trying to incite.
Well,
did
Ab? Come on.
This is a technical issue. Yes, yes, I would say
whether John Laws died or not is whether what his spiritual whether his spiritual preference was aligned with. Like, it's got nothing to do with us.
Exactly. No. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, guys.
Rolla, any final words? Rolla.
Okay, good night, everyone. Thanks for taking part in the tribute.
Yeah, it was a good joint session here on Fakeologist.
It is. It'll,
Truth Meets.
It is. We'll go out on truthmeets.com. Thank you, Ab.
All right. Thank you. Reminiscing old times. Bruce Horney and the way it is on W.
Nice intro. Right to the post.
Just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. But don't you believe them. Said, hey, little boy, you can't go where the others go. Think that way. Did you really think about it before you made the rules? You said so. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe.
just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. That's just the way.
Okay, Bruce Horney, or Hornsby, that's the way it is. I don't know what year that was. That could have been 1989. I'd have to look it up. But this has been a Fakeologist joint.